The presidents of three well-known American universities recently spoke to members of the U.S. Congress about anti-Semitism on college campuses. Anti-Semitism is the word used to describe a hatred of Jewish people. The House's Committee on Education called Liz McGill of the University of Pennsylvania, Claudine Gay of Harvard, and Sally Kornbluth of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, for a five-hour hearing in Washington, D.C. The Republican-led committee chose the three leaders because their schools have been at the center of the rise in anti-Semitic protests, a committee spokesperson said in a statement. The protests are related to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. On October 7th, Hamas fighters launched a surprise attack in Israel and killed over 1,200 Jewish people. Since then, the conflict has led to the deaths of more than 18,000 people in the Palestinian territory of Gaza. Protesters who supported Palestine used the word intifada, an Arabic word for resistance, and the phrase from the river to the sea. Some people believe the phrase is a call for the death of all Jews. Representative Elise Stefanik is a Republican lawmaker from New York State. Stefanik, who went to Harvard, asked each university leader about how their school would react to calls to kill a large number of Jews, something described as genocide. Stefanik asked McGill, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no? McGill did not answer yes or no. Instead, she said the university only considers if speech turns into conduct. By that, she meant the university respects an individual's right to free speech. But if the speech became directed and severe, pervasive, as the president said, it would then be considered more serious. In response to a question about whether a student would be punished for their speech, McGill said it depended on context. When faced with the same questions from Stefanik, Gay of Harvard and Kornbluth of MIT also did not say yes or no. Gay answered that it depended on the context. She added that when speech crosses into conduct, that violates our policies. And Kornbluth answered that she had not heard calling for the genocide of Jews on our campus. The answers brought serious criticism from national and state political leaders, students, and members of the college community. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, said McGill's answer was unacceptable. He said, "Talk of genocide against any group of people is all in the wrong." She needed to give a one-word answer. A spokesman for President Joe Biden criticized the three college presidents' answers. In a statement, he said they did not go far enough to condemn anti-Semitism on campuses, and calls for genocide go against everything we represent as a country. All three university presidents later apologized for not speaking out against Jewish genocide. McGill called for a review of Penn's policies, which she said have long been guided by the U.S. Constitution. Gay wrote that calls for violence or genocide against the Jewish community or any religious or ethnic group are vile. They have no place at Harvard. Free speech experts say the college president's answers at the hearing did follow the current understanding of the Constitution's right to free speech. Suzanne Nocell is the leader of the nonprofit PEN America, a free expression organization. She said, "The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects even deeply hateful speech." The congressional hearing took place on December 5th. By December 9th, McGill resigned under pressure from wealthy donors and alumni. The pressure had started earlier this autumn when the university permitted a meeting on campus, despite charges that some speakers had shown anti-Semitic views in other comments. At MIT, the school's leadership group called the MIT Corporation announced its support for Kornbluth, who is Jewish, 2 days after the hearing. It said in a statement, "She has done excellent work in leading our community, including in addressing anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of hate." Gay faced pressure from Harvard's donors and alumni to step down, but more than 600 Harvard professors voiced their support for her leadership. They say that the school should not be influenced by political pressure. Lawrence Tribe is a well-known law professor at Harvard. He was critical of Gay's answer at the hearing, but he supported her continued leadership. Tribe said that it is dangerous for universities to be bullied into micromanaging their policies. On Tuesday, the Harvard leadership group announced that it would stand behind Gay, and she would continue as the university's president. I'm Dan Friedel.